Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
What does it mean to have marriage or even same-sex marriage left to the states to have a definition? One definition in one state, a different definition in another state. Some people say that that's part of the 10th Amendment. Conservatives say that's a state rights issue. Others say, no, you can't just simply leave the definition of marriage to the states. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, let me begin by just saying this. I am someone who believes in limited government. I know you are too. And we believe certainly in states' rights. And we believe that the federal government has a limited role. I think we all would agree that the federal government, specifically the U.S. Supreme Court, does not have the right to redefine marriage and impose that on all 50 states and territories. The question, though, that we want to address is, do the states have the right to have their own definition of marriage? We're not talking about regulating the edges of marriage, how you get into it, how you get out of it, whether there's certain kinds of support versus not support, but the actual definition of marriage. Can, in fact, one state have a definition that marriage is the union of a man and a woman, and another state have a definition that, no, it's between two people of the same sex, and a third state have a definition that it could be polygamy or polyamory, so it could be group marriage? Is that something that's consistent with the Constitution? Is it consistent with natural law? And is it workable? That's the question we want to address.
Well, and of course, the answer is no. I mean, we hear a lot of even conservative and evangelical Christians and folks that I have a great deal of respect for, I think, having a fundamental misunderstanding about the institution of marriage. The institution of marriage is not something that we can define, that anyone can be defined. It is what it is. God has defined marriage. Biology defines marriage as between a man and a woman. So even for the states to presume to redefine an institution that is immutable, that cannot be redefined, is well outside the purview of even any state legislature.
That's right. You know, there are certain things that transcend the power of any earthly government to enact. And there are certain things that I think people would agree upon. These are things that cut across denominations, religions, time, history, and political ideology. One of those is the sanctity of human life. That has been something that has been treasured from the beginning. We have a belief that life is sacred. You want to protect your own life, therefore you also protect another person's life, because if you don't protect their life, then your life also is protected. And everyone has this own self-preservation, this idea of life. It's actually reflected in the Declaration of Independence, that there are certain unalienable rights that come from our Creator, and government has the duty to protect those rights, including, and it's not an exhaustive list, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those come from a higher authority, a higher law. And the earthly government has a right, a duty to protect those liberties. But also, something that is in the same category as life is also marriage. And as you said, biologically, objectively, immutably, there's men and women, male and female. They are designed for one another. We know that they are complementary sexes from which our future generation occurs, and you can't change that no matter how you ultimately try through the legislature, through the state Supreme Courts, or through some referendum of the people. It is what it is. Now, we have the right to regulate it, to be able to give benefits to it, tax exemption for families, those kinds of things, certain benefits, certain monetary help, spousal insurance coverage and things like that, but you can't redefine the institution itself. It is what it is.
Well, you can no more redefine the institution of marriage than you can, you know, redefine gravity. You can't suspend the laws of marriage. The laws of marriage inherently require the binary compatibility between male and female. That is what marriage is. And you can say we are going to suspend the laws of marriage and reconstruct the laws of marriage to mean something that marriage doesn't. But that's just like saying, you know, we're going to take this apple, we're going to paint it orange, we're going to call it an orange. Well, guess what? It's not an orange. It's still an apple with red paint on it. It's a counterfeit. And same-sex marriage is just a rotten apple by another name. It's a painted over apple, and they're calling it something that it is not. And though they may try, you know, it just simply cannot be done. And unfortunately, I think even as we've mentioned in the onset here, I think even a number of conservatives have a misunderstanding of that reality.
That's true. And then, you know, you would agree, I think everyone would agree, that you couldn't have the state saying that we're going to allow human genocide, and that's okay. We're going to allow the destruction of Jews, and that's okay. Why? Because we voted on it. Why? Because the Supreme Court of the state said it's okay. Why? Because the legislature gave us that law. No, it doesn't matter. That's not okay. That is contrary to a natural law, certainly contrary to revealed law as well. It's contrary to the deeply held beliefs that we share that are not just based upon the uniqueness of Florida or Alabama or New Jersey, but those transcend those geographical and political, even religious lines. Marriage is also in that same category. And by the way, even if you were to redefine and have one state one way, one state another way, here's what happens. Person has same-sex marriage in New York, but not, say, for example, in Florida. So they get married in New York, and then they move to Florida. Then they want to get a divorce. What's Florida do with it? What happens if they die? And do they go back to the, you know, it's all, you cannot have this patchwork because of the interconnection between these people migrating from one state to the other and then claiming certain benefits in that particular state. You certainly cannot have that in any given situation when you redefine the essence of marriage. Moreover, if you redefine the essence of marriage to be something that it is objectively cannot be, here's what you're saying. Boys and girls, you don't need a mother and a father. That it's okay to be raised. We're going to allow our children to be raised. We're going to encourage people to be raised in a home where they never will have the opportunity for a father figure, never have the opportunity for a mother figure. That ultimately hurts children, and it affects us in the greater society. We have an obligation for not only our future children, but our future security within the society. And we need the best kind of environment in which children are raised. And that's a home with a mother and a father. When you remove the male or female from the home and then you negativize the absent gender, it's a double whammy. The gender's removed. The absent gender's got a negative spin put on it because of its absence and because of the two people of the same sex not wanting the other figure to be in the home. It really damages children. Same-sex marriage is an oxymoron. It's contrary to natural revealed law. It's contrary to millennia of human history, and it hurts children in our society.
Well, Matt, this is the secular left's modus operandi. When they don't like objective reality, they pretend it doesn't exist, and they try to redefine and change the terms. And by way of analogy, it would be like some one state saying, we're going to change the definition of the word murder. Under the existing abortion laws in the United States, we're going to say that it is not murder until a person is 5 years old. Therefore, you can have a legal abortion of someone up to a five-year-old because they're not it's not technically murder under our definition if they are under five.
That's right. So I would encourage you to understand the difference between a state's rights, and yes, states do have rights, but they don't have right to define something that is part of a natural created order. And this comes from God himself, our creator, already defined, already created male and female, already created the institution of marriage, and we have no right to redefine his created order. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Liberty Counsel is on the front line of advancing religious freedom, the sanctity of human life from conception through natural death, and marriage and family, particularly the union of a man and a woman in marriage. For more information, visit lc.org or call us at 407-875-7000. 1776. Keep us informed about what's happening in your communities. Get some of our educational material. You can go to our online stores for some of our Patriots handbooks that cover a wide variety of information: Israel, religious liberty, political activity of pastors and churches, and much more. The Second Amendment and many other topics in the Patriots Handbook series. You can get all of them. Go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information. Support Liberty Counsel financially. Without you, we could not do what we're doing, representing individuals across the country free of charge. Pray for us. Support the ministry, lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.